important critical ideas. And the first one is this one. There's a friend of mine, his name is Orrin Hudson, and he was the Alabama State chess champion. And he grew up in the ghettos of Birmingham and became a chess champion. Then he was the number one Cadillac dealer and became a professional speaker. And I was talking to him, we were having lunch together down in New Orleans, and it was at a professional speakers convention, and we were talking about my new book, The Success Principles, was about to come out. And he said, you know, to me, success is like knowing the combination to a lock. He said, if you know the combination to a lock, it doesn't matter if you're male or female, white or black, Hispanic or Asian, you're 55 or you're 16, your IQ is 150 or your IQ is 93. If you know the combination, the lock has to open. And the problem is, most of us are going through life and we don't know the combination. We maybe have three of the four numbers we need, but we don't have them all. And so the idea is that what I'm about, what I've spent 30 years of my life doing, was researching what is the combination to the lock. Interviewing people at the top of their careers, whether they were athletes, politicians, people in business, etc., and saying, what is this combination? What is the system? And if you know a system always produces a predictable result. You know, if you use my Aunt Betty's apple pie recipe, it always comes out really good if you do what it says, because it's a system that's proven. And so I want to share with you the basics of a system that works. No matter what you're starting out at, wherever you are, it will work for you. And you may remember oil man J. Paul Getty. He was at one time the richest guy in the United States. And he said there are three secrets to success. It's very simple. He said, you have to get up early, you have to work hard, and he said, find oil. It's that simple, okay? Now, obviously, it's not that simple. If it were, we'd all just go do that. And so I wrote this book called The Success Principles, and in it there are 64 principles of success. 64. Now, that's a lot. A lot of people go, you know, that's like too much to learn. So what I've done for you today, we're going to cover about 8, 9 of those principles, the core essence, the necessary building blocks that if you do them, they'll take you to the next level. Now, the promise I always make people is threefold. If you do this work and you apply it to your life, and the key is apply it, not just listen to it, but put it into practice. Number one, you can double your income. And number two, you can double your time off. And you can create more balance in between your work life and your family life and have a lot more fun. And you can do that in 3 years or less. Now, how many people here, if you could double your income and double your time off in 3 years or less, would be interested in learning how to do that? Okay, good response. We're talking to the right crowd. So basically, how do we do that? And I first of all want to tell you that it is possible, because a lot of times people go, well, how do I know I can really trust you? Well, I've done it in my own life, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of people to do this around the world. Just a couple of quick little stories here. We work with a company called Remax of Indiana. It's a real estate company. And we taught them these principles. And in the first year, 65% of the people doubled their income. By the end of the second year, over 85% of the people had doubled their income. And the company had doubled its total revenues. And went on, many people tripled and quadrupled their income in 2 years or less. Okay, in my own life, here's one of my students, Scott Schilling. He said, I took your training and I learned these principles. And literally, he said, I made 22% of my 365-day salary in just 2 days after working with you. Now, think about that. That's a fifth of his yearly income in 2 years. I mean, 2 days, rather. Look at my own life. I have a Guinness Book of World Records. I had 7 books appearing on the New York Times bestseller list on the same day. Stephen King was the only guy that had 6 before that. And he had done that book, The Green Mile, and it came out in 6 chapters. No one's ever done that since. Here's a check written to me for $1,130,328.35. It's the first check our publisher had ever written for $1 million. He actually put a smiley face in his signature, if you can look real. He was so happy to have to write that kind of check. And that represented 3 months of book royalties for the first Chicken Soup for the Soul books. And that year, Mark and I both made $6 million, my co-author, and I split a $12 million royalty on that. Now, I share that with you not to impress you about me, but to impress upon you if little Jack Canfield, who grew up in Wheeling, West Virginia, and who graduated from the half of the class that made the top half possible, can do this, then literally anybody can do it. It's not about brain power. It's about knowing the principles. Gravity always works. If I drop this, it always falls. It's never floated. Never had that happen in my life. And so if you know the principles, you can use them. Like, we can make water flow downhill. All the drainage systems in your house take advantage of that. Gravity works.